Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. No greater love hath a man than he lay down his life for his friends. Words taken from the Gospel for this feast of St. Camillus de Lillis, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. St. Teresa of Jesus, the great Carmelite mystic, often would call herself a vile creature. I am a vile creature, she would say. St. Teresa of Jesus, Los Andes, would call herself a criminal nothingness. Not only was she nothing, but she was criminal about being nothing. We could add on to that a few alliterations, perhaps, for fun, but not so fun as well. What are we? Prideful parasites. Gluttonous goo. Slothful slime. Unreliable reeds. Boy, the modern psychology would hate this, wouldn't they? You shouldn't think of yourself like that. Unreliable reeds, yes, rebellious ribs, worthless worms, mean-spirited, malicious mud, and arrogant ashes, and I'm sure we could come up with a lot more. The saints traveled that path. Because it's true. For the grace of God, that is what we are. Today we honor St. Camillus de Lillis, who could be called the founder of the Red Cross, since he was the first to wear a big red cross on his habit and went out looking to care and take care of any who were sick and suffering and dying. But first, let's recall his youth, in which he was very much, we could say, a slothful slime. When I say slime, I mean we're made out of the slime of the earth. He was the only surviving son of his mother, but he followed his dissolute father into being a soldier for hire, a gambler, an adventurer. He was quite tall, well over 6 feet. He and his father towered over nearly everyone. They were good at fighting and intimidating too. When you're tall, you can do that. Camillus was lazy though, stubborn, not too willing to learn, and of a violent temper at times. He left the house when he was 17. His mother had died when he was 12, most likely worn out by her wayward husband and now slothful son. As a slothful slime, Camillus's problem was idleness. Acedia in the Greek. Sloth is acedia. Not doing what you're supposed to be doing when you're supposed to be doing it. That's a definition of acedia. Not doing what you're supposed to be doing when you're supposed to be doing it. When we're bored, what do? We seek some form of entertainment. Something to pass the time. Something to entertain the passions. To delight the body. And gambling, sports. We could add on to our time, video games, or even a combination of these things satisfy, right? The passions, they're entertaining, but they're not recreative. They don't refresh the soul. Now, Camillus was an inveterate gambler from his youth. Even if he tried to do good, as he did once when his father had died or after his father had died, by attending those in a hospital in Rome, he would eventually fall into his old gambling and quarreling ways because of idleness, and he was cast out of the hospital, even though he was almost an invaluable worker there. When he would conquer this, he would become a saint. When he would conquer this fault, don't we all have something like that in our life? If we would just conquer this one main thing, sainthood is on the horizon, is around the corner. His opportunity came one day. Because he was reduced to poverty from his gambling and near enslavement to another older man. Once again, his father had died a happy death, thank God, at this point in his life. He was begging outside a church. Where better to beg? If you've ever been to Rome or Italy, there's always beggars outside the doors of the church. A wealthy man singled him out and looked at him and noticed something in him. And he proposed that he join in the construction of a local monastery. This was in 1574. He was 24 years old. His companion ridiculed and mocked the idea and talked him out of it. But as they were walking out of town, Camillus was granted a signal grace. Maybe all those graces that his mother had earned for him had finally unleashed upon him. He seemed to see the paths of life open before him. Thus, the reason is called a signal grace. Go this way if you want to be saved. Go this way if you want to have fun now and go to hell later. He turned and he ran as fast as he could to join the construction crew. If you know the story of Camillus, he tried to save his soul twice by entering the Friars Minor Capuchins. But he had an ulcer on his leg and it would kept him from staying. This injured leg still remained with him, so he had to limp along, running as fast as he could with an injured leg. He gave himself in this task. There would be no more idleness for him. And he conquered his sloth. He was ridiculed and laughed at by this old friend, if you want to call him a friend. Tempted by this companion of old. But he pressed on to the victory. He would spend the rest of his life pouring himself out for his fellow man in hospital work and serving the poor. He even bandaged a dog's hurt leg once. He was asked, "Why did you do that?" He said that he knew what it was like to have a hurt leg. He had an ulcerated leg for some time. And that he desired to serve God as well as this dog served his master. No case was too abandoned for Camillus. None too wicked to avoid. He would go in search of the sick and suffering, inquiring of others about those too shy to come out on their own. He had conquered his slothful sliminess. So let's consider what the apostle St. Paul has to say on this matter of acedia. For he has given us the solution in his letter to the Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 11 and following. And we're seeking a little help on these verses from St. John Cassian and his institutes. He's the one that cataloged and wrote down many of the things of the Desert Fathers. St. Paul, make an effort to be quiet. So if you want to overcome acedia, this is what we do. We make an effort to be quiet. Stay in the spheres of activity given to us by God. The cell or office for the religious, the family and home for the married. By doing so, we will not be upset by various rumors and words of the world that cause such commotion of the soul. Camillus was an adventure seeker. He and his father were always on the move and looking for new things. They were never quiet, but fighting and unsettled and quarreling. Stay within your own sphere of activity. Make an effort to be quiet. St. Paul, another one. Pursue your own affairs, says St. Paul. We must not out of curiosity wish to inquire of others or the world that which is not a concern to us. God will let us know what he wants us to know when the time comes. Camillus rarely pursued his own affairs at first for 20-some years of his life, meaning he did not seek his sanctification. In our days, you'd probably be playing video games. Pursue your own affairs. Work with your own hands, says St. Paul. We must not be idle, but striving to do what we're supposed to be doing when we're supposed to be doing it. God always gives us grace in such situations to avoid sin. If we are concerned with our own affairs, working with our own hands, we will not be concerned about that of others. We will want them to be rewarded and blessed. St. Paul, work with your own hands. He goes on, walk honorably for the sake of outsiders. Never can a person go about honorably, and certainly not among those who belong to the world, if he is not content to cling to the restrictions of his own life, says St. John Cassian. Whether it be religious or the family, Camillus followed the way of a dissolute father who seemed not to be concerned with the operation of his family, but rather was always about seeking adventure and thrills. Thus, we are to give a good example to others and not follow that. We should be working for the Lord alone, even if no one else seems to care that we are or are not. We do what's right, come what may, as best we can. Walk honorably for the sake of outsiders. And then finally, St. Paul says, desire nothing from anyone. Desire is the gate that opens the door to God. The more we desire something other than God, the more we close our hearts to God. The more we desire God, the more we seek Him and pursue Him. Thus, we should desire nothing but to please God, even when it does not bring us any apparent satisfaction or delight. This is how we will know slimy slothfulness in us has been killed. When we will do what we know is the will of God, what is right, without any sensory delight, gratification, or earthly reward. Desire nothing from anyone. St. Camillus did these things. He worked with his own hands without idleness, ignoring the temptations of others. He gave good example and desired nothing but the Lord and the salvation of souls for Him. And he conquered his tendency to be a slothful slime. May we always respond to God's good graces, to do what we're supposed to be doing when we're supposed to be doing it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.